Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
In our interview with Kenny Jacobs this week from DAA, he said that he had to turn away some long-haul carriers from Dublin Airport due to the passenger cap. Although Emirates is a long-haul airline, it is unaffected by that and has doubled the number of flights it makes from Ireland to Dubai every day since lockdown. I caught up with Anita Thomas, the Ireland manager with Emirates, and began by asking her how business was.
Business is booming. It has continued to boom since we first started in 2012. We increased capacity in 2014. I think post-COVID, there was obviously a nervousness within the industry as to whether travel would ever get back to pre-COVID levels. But actually, we see it exceed that. And we're going from strength to strength each year.
How many flights a week would you do to Dubai?
So we do, we have a double daily operation from Dublin. It's just under 10,000 passengers per week from Dublin to Dubai and inbound. And we are sitting with very strong seat factors all year round.
Does the passenger cap worry you guys in Dublin Airport?
Absolutely, it does. And I suppose it's no different to any business in any industry where if you have an opportunity to grow, it needs to be a business decision as to whether it's viable or not, whereas the cap actually negates that and takes that decision away from you.
On this programme earlier this week, you were speaking to the boss of Dublin Airport, DAA, Kenny Jacobs, and they are going to knowingly breach the cap. Do you support that?
That is their business. Our business is two daily flights and we're just concerned about our operation.
And you haven't lost any slots?
We have lost no slots.
In terms of your increased costs, is that something that bothers you? Because a lot of smaller companies, you're part of a giant group, have complained about rising cost of employment in Ireland. Is that something that has affected your business?
Not so much. Certainly we can see locally there is a rise in the cost of employment. However, it's the value you put on that employee. And we're very lucky in Ireland. We have every one of our staff members are experienced with over 20 years experience. And sometimes you get what you pay for.
You pride yourself on the luxury that you've got, especially in business and in first class and all that kind of stuff. You've signed an Irish company for fragrances. Voya is the name of it, from Sligo. How did they get in the door with a giant company based in the United Arab Emirates with Irish fragrances when everybody knows the French kind of have almost monopolized that business?
What really makes this a huge local Irish success story, and for us even to be part of it, is Voya actually were chosen above thousands of big named brands within Emirates. And this was really because of the ethos of how they approach their business. It's the luxury premium side of it. And obviously sustainability is a huge part of our decision making and has been now since 2016. And they came very highly in that.
Talking about sustainability, are you guys going to start looking for sustainable aviation fuel for your aircraft?
Yes, in fairness to the aviation industry, I think there are no viable solutions there right now. But even for us, for the first time, we've signed an agreement for the uplift of SAF in Dubai. We have now in Amsterdam and we have in Singapore. But I suppose more importantly, no one airline is going to figure this out themselves. So Emirates have actually made the single biggest contribution in the aviation industry of $200 million purely towards research and development, so that the big minds can get together and see can we solve this.
So that 200 million, does that go to looking at engines that emit less?
So this is engines, this is technicians, so it's fuel, it's the type of material even used for aircraft. So it's every aspect of how a plane flies today to see is there a way we can make this more sustainable and obviously near carbon neutral.
And that's Anita Thomas, Ireland manager with Emirates. And as she mentioned, the Sligo luxury goods maker Voya will now provide fragrances and cosmetics on Emirates business and first class flights and in its lounges worldwide. I asked the founder of Voya, the co-founder Mark Walton, how they first came into contact with Emirates.
We've been working with Emirates for a number of years now. We've been supplying their business class and first class lounge. And I suppose we just demonstrated our ability to actually to get the job done and actually supply a product that meets their criteria in a timely and fashionable manner. And thankfully, that relationship has grown into this new project.
And the business is based in Sligo.
Yep.
does it do sampling and design and everything in Sligo and then get it physically made somewhere else?
Yeah, I'm glad to actually say that because we actually have a great design team and a great product development team in Sligo, and that's our real strength. So we have quite a large team there who are very capable of turning around concepts and designs to Emirates and other partners so we can show them different concepts and also from a sampling perspective produce different products or sample products to them very quickly. But then from a production perspective, it's a global, there's packaging and componentry coming from all around the world and it gets delivered all around the world too.
And you're not aiming, as you said, for a budget audience. You're aiming for a more exclusive end of the market. That's a huge risk because if they don't like your products, you're in trouble. What kind of processes do you go through to ensure that you get the customers you need and that they will pay the premium prices?
To get the customers, it's quality. So you produce a very good quality product.
But you have to get the product in front of them, and that's not easy either.
No, I say to people, we live on a plane. We do. It's all about knocking on doors. So it was, I think Kira and I first arrived.
This is your wife.
My wife, sorry, the co-founder as well. We arrived in Dubai, I don't know, 16 years ago. We were 2 years, maybe 3 years into operation, and we were just knocking on doors straight away. And we were very lucky because we had very high-profile customers there. So in Dubai, it was like people like Burj Al Arab. So from an Emirates perspective, it is top tier.
Tallest building in Dubai.
It's the first 7-star hotel in the world, etc. But also it's iconic in the Emirati community as well as a hotel. So they were one of our first customers. If you see that as a stepping stone, that's very much putting us in that position. Also perspective, their acquisition of a brand, this is a perfect a relationship.
What next? You're with Emirates. You're in the high-end department stores. What's your next big goal?
We are still a family-run business, so we're very happy with our growth. We're growing around 20-30% every year, and we're quite comfortable with that. We're still growing very dramatically in the Middle East market, so we're entering the Saudi market at the moment as well. We're also growing into the Chinese market as well. We're also growing in the US market. So it's very sustained, nice, gradual growth. We don't necessarily want to take over the world. We're very happy with what we're doing, and it's all about quality. We always focus on the quality of our product. We don't let that ever get sidelined, which could be an issue if you want to grow too quickly.
And that is Mark Walton, the co-founder of Voya Organic Beauty.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.